Welcome, everyone, and welcome especially Sharone Lynn Wyatt of Know Your Name and Know Your Name and Know Your Life, Know Your Personality, right? Wait a second, I have the name right
here. Know the name, know the person.
Know the name, know the person. I was just telling them about know the name, know who to connect with. Know the name, know the spirit. This is our wonderful researcher who can tell you all about your name and what the name actually tells all about you. So, and you've done how many thousands of research projects? What you've researched, how many
years and years?
That's at least 20 for now, I know. So I'm really excited to have Sharone here, and each of you gets to ask something about your name. And I believe it's that they tell their name and you'll tell them something about what their name says. Is that right, Sharone?
If that's what you want me to do.
Is that what everybody wants you to do?
Oh. Yeah.
Yes, please. Yes. All right. So who would like to go first?
I will.
Okay. You're on. That's Kent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Kent, you have in your name the best combination for leadership skills. So when you lead, everybody benefits. You have a really good memory for things that you're interested in. If you're not interested, who cares anyway? Okay. If you're going to do something, you're going to do it well. But it's an all or nothing. If you don't think you're going to do it well or you don't want to do it, then you don't do any of it. It's like, I'm either going to do it or I'm not. There's no halfway. Okay. And you really appreciate your freedom. That's very important to you. But when you lead, everybody benefits. And that's what's important to know.
Wow.
Thanks, Sharone.
I've known Kent off and on through years. And I want to say that sounds pretty darn accurate. And let me ask you this. We know a few other Kents. Is it always the same, or do you pick up another aspect?
No, you have to drop the first name into the last name because every Kent is not the same. What happens is the first name gives you your ingredients that you're going to work with. Like you could go into the kitchen and you could pull out the same ingredients and you could have a really good omelet, or you could have a quiche, but it's the same ingredients. But what you're going to make out of those ingredients is determined by the last name. And that's why everybody with the same first name isn't the same.
Wow. Well, let's jump into Amber. Amber, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm looking for Amber where your name is up here because I was trying to find the last name.
It's Amber Engelman with an E.
Thank you. Okay. So Amber, you have a tendency to work to the extremes. You work and work and work until you absolutely have no energy left to work. And then you make one of the best couch potatoes out there. Okay. And so you're very sensitive. You want to shut down and quit when criticized. However, you're very, very observant. You don't miss much. At the end of the day, though, you go over the part that you missed and you go, why did I miss that 4%? You know, and then it's almost like you want to beat yourself up for that 4%. Why did I miss that 4%? What do I have to do differently so I don't miss that 4% again? You know, it's like you're concentrating on the 4% you missed instead of going, woohoo, I got 96% today. And we all know 96 is an A. Okay. So my suggestion to you would be to really say, I'm curious why I missed that 4%. And instead of, you know, criticizing yourself for it. But that's in there because you seem to, you have in your name, like you really take your work seriously, that you're very competitive with your work and that you're going to be really, really good. And you also have in your name that you're incredibly honest. So I can really talk for 2 hours on a person's name. So I'm just giving you some of the highlights that show up in a name. One of the warnings that shows up in your name is that you want to be careful that emotions sometimes can get the best of you. And I'm sure by now that you've learned how to modulate those emotions because you really feel it at a deep level.
Yeah, a little bit. I still have problems with that, but everything else felt really spot on.
And has everybody got both the high and the low or the good?
Everybody has high and low.
Okay.
What I call it is gifts and challenges. And what I believe is happening is that the soul comes down with a lot of knowledge. And then we want to experience and so that we understand or comprehend the knowledge that we already hold. So the example I always give is that Einstein says E equals MC squared. Well, we all know that. But until we know when to apply it, when we have to tweak it, when a different formula is better for it, until we've actually worked with it, we don't comprehend that formula. But we know it. And so the soul has the knowledge, but it doesn't comprehend it till it comes down and lives it. And so in the name, it always gives the soul's purpose and the 7 parts of that that we want to come down and experience so that we really comprehend the knowledge that we already hold.
That's good. What is the name then? Do our parents give us the name and then we experience that? Like, how does that work?
So what happens is when there were still only 7 religions on the planet, before I jokingly say that they multiplied and divided and everybody made up their own, okay, right. What happened was that the incoming soul, what they all believe, was that the incoming soul impresses upon the one naming them what they want to be called. So we name ourselves. That's why it works.
Wow.
Can you tell a lot of us light workers are going from 3rd to 5th dimension. Can you tell what level we're at now?
I can when I'm doing an in-depth reading, the answer is yes. And I can tell you what still needs to be done according to your age and able to get you there.
Wow. Well, so could we jump to someone else? We'll get back to you. That was a good question, Kent, incidentally. And yours was great too. So Peg, do you want to go next or who would like to go next?
Yes, I like to go. Yes, I'm Peg Garbarino, but Peg's my nickname. To my legal name is Margaret. So I go by okay. Peg.
So what I call your contract with God, why you're here and all the information sits in the birth name. Okay.
Okay.
And then we change our name along the way. We have nicknames. We change the last name. A lot of people change the last name when they get married. You know, you don't like a name, you change your name. So what happens is why you're here and what your soul chose to do and the personality that it chose to develop is all written in that birth name. And then when you change it, you say, I'm going to change how I'm going about what my birth name says I'm going about. So it's kind of like saying if the birth name says the goal is to get from LA to New York, you may start off walking and then you change to a nickname. And now you get to stop and work for a while and earn money to take the bus. Or maybe you've changed a name and now you get to ride a train. But the name always gives you the answers on what's the shortest, quickest way and how you could have gotten an airplane ticket. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So
the name directs the soul journey then, does it? Or your
exactly. Mm-hmm. And then where you're going and what the goal is predetermined. How long it takes you to get there and the path that you take to get there is up to free will choice.
Okay.
Okay.
So what does the peg mean though? I mean, in my journey, is that just part of
the right, legal? But what your soul wants to do is Margaret, and then you're saying I'm going about it as a peg. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. So yeah. For an example, your soul says, I'm going to be a hard worker. I'm going to get things done. I'm going to work first and then I'm going to play. And when you go by Peg, you say, you know, that's really nice, but I want to connect with people first. And I want to make sure that everybody's good. And when I know everybody's good, or I'm going to play first, then I'm going to work. Okay. Mm-hmm. Where the Margaret would say, you get the work done first and then you connect. The Peg says, no, connect first and then get the work done.
Oh, that's so interesting.
There's a tangle there, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because I work. Then I connect.
Right, because that's Margaret.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And so,
yeah.
But because you're going by Peg, you're saying, I am going to have more compassion to those people that need to connect first before they work, even though my way is work first and then connect. Because now I'm going by okay. Peg so that I can have more compassion and understanding to those that are different than I am.
So what does it mean, Jerome? Because I know... My first person that I ever met in class as a freshman was Margaret, and I know her Latin name meant Pearl. So my special name for her when I call her is to call her Pearl.
And so it's easier then for her to connect with you first before she gets into, oh, what about this?
Yeah.
And it's also helpful because you have in your name the connect first.
Ah, okay.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's say you're pitching to get on a radio show or you're pitching to get on a television show, which if you go to my website, knowthename.com, you can see that I've done that a lot. Okay. What happens is depends on who you're pitching. If you're pitching to get and it's somebody who goes to the head first or the work first and then connects, then you say, this is what your listeners would hear. This is why you want me on. And then you say, and I've developed this science and it took me 15 years. And then I went and tested it in over 70 countries for the next 3 years to make sure it was accurate. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, let's say I'm pitching somebody that wants to connect first and then work, right? So then my pitch is, you know, I developed this science that took me 15 years to figure out all the patterns. And then I went and tested it in over 70 countries. And this is what your guests can find. See, I'm telling them about myself first. And then I pitch. But if it's is somebody who needs to work first, then I'm pitching what the guests will gain. And later I'm telling them about myself.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Okay.
You.
So because you have 30 seconds before somebody's bored.
Yeah.
That's it. So you've got to catch them where they start.
Interesting.
Okay. And in the name, it tells you literally how to start a conversation with any stranger.
Oh, great.
With any stranger. So if I want to start a conversation with Pauline, I'm going to say, what have you been reading lately? What's really interesting? Could you recommend a book to me?
And let's have Pauline answer.
Chinese astrology.
Oh, there's the answer. Did you get that?
Well, I didn't hear it quite.
Chinese astrology. I said Chinese astrology. Did you get that?
The Chinese astrology.
Oh, see, I would love that. And I know some of that because I've lived in China. And I learned some of the feng shui and some of that while I live there. So, but see how fast she was with an answer? Because I know from her name, she's a reader. So I know how to start a conversation. And then we could talk about Chinese astrology and what got her interested in it. Because now I know a topic she likes. See how that worked?
Mm-hmm.
So you know from somebody's name how to start any conversation with anybody. Now, my friends know that I can talk to anybody and I do all the time. And everybody goes, oh, I want her for my new best friend. She really gets me, right? What they don't know is that I literally would ditch out of lunch in high school and go stand behind the counter that always sold the tickets to whatever's coming up next because I was too shy to go have lunch with somebody.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Nobody would consider me shy today. I'm not a different person. I'm now what they call a social shy person, which means I know how to be social, but I know from looking at people's names and I know whether they're safe for me or they're not a safe person. Because you can see if they're a thief, if they're a liar, if they're a psychopath, all of that shows up in a name. If they're a rapist, if whatever, it all shows up in the name.
Really?
Or you can see that this is a beautiful soul and you want to connect.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And so from developing this, now I can see this person's safe, that one's not safe, whatever. And it makes it very helpful. Also, when I was a school teacher and I would group my kids from the first day, I knew from their names how to group them so that from the very beginning, they felt safe in my classroom.
Wow.
Interesting.
Because kids can't learn if they don't feel safe.
Right.
Wow. Well, I don't want to miss anybody. So let's move on to Richard. And I think we'll go back to Pauline after because she only got a little minute. But thanks for that. That's really interesting, actually.
Okay. So, Richard, you have a very good memory, but you do things the hard way to improve your memory even more. Because when it comes too easy, and it comes around again, you go, I just remember it was easy. Now, how did I do this? And then you waste so much time trying to remember how you did it that was easy. But when you do it the hard way, you go, oh, I remember that. It was hard. Now, this time I'm going to make it this way easier.
Is that right, Richard?
I don't know. I have never thought of myself as that. But yeah. I do find the hard way around sometimes.
Yes. But in actuality, you do that and able to help your memory. The other thing is that one of the challenges in your name, remember, we always all have seven. One of them is that it bothers you when people don't do what they ought to be doing, when they know
to
do.
Yes.
And they should be doing it, but it really bothers you if they just don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why can't you do what you know is right?
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
yep, that's really,
and then you
that
can get
really
mad.
Hard. Yes.
It's like you have the combination that there's four different ways that I say temper shows up in a name, and it shows you why, what would set that temper off. So if I was around Richard and I knew I was supposed to do something, I would make sure it got done because I know that's going to get him upset if it doesn't get done.
Oh, great.
Whoa.
So would you be afraid of Richard?
Pardon?
I said, would you be afraid of Richard, Sharon?
I wouldn't be because I know how to deal with everybody according to the letters in their name.
I love that. I also want to hear about humor and stuff, but I think we'll go to either Lisa Renee or Lisa. We have two of those down there. Which one would like to come forward first?
I do. This is Lisa Renee Nelson.
Okay. So, Lisa, the good, the bad, the ugly is all around family. Family are your greatest teachers. Okay. And I'm not saying the easiest teachers. I'm saying your greatest teachers. Hmm. Okay. Because there's a difference. Some people are easier to learn from than others. But that family is the ones that you learn the most from. And sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's hard. But you have in your name where you're very empathic. You could be very highly intuitive. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of people think you're a bit psychic.
So is that for Lisa or
that's for Lisa Renee.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You also have in your name that you couldn't wait to get away from home and spread your wings and really find out who you were.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's all kinds of things that show up in a name. But once you spread your wings and you found out who you were, you had no problem coming back home. But you really wanted to get out there first and find out who you were without your family letting you know who you were supposed to be. Okay. But you're highly intuitive. Yeah. Have you realized that? You're a natural empath. You would have developed that in your last lifetime.
Oh, my last lifetime.
Uh-huh. Cool. You would have developed it. Awesome. So you came in being able to do that. Now, whether you want to utilize it or not, that's up to you, but you developed it the last time around. So you came in with it already as a gift.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, I definitely want to use it more and more this lifetime.
Okay, so all you have
Thank
to do is
so
give
much.
Yourself permission to trust what you're getting at your gut level and what you're feeling. So use the brain that's in the gut instead of the brain that's in the head.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Great choice.
So, yeah, just use my gut more. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Now, what was the other Lisa?
We have another Lisa here. Yes. Lisa.
What's her last name?
Yep, Vuk. I'm here.
V-U-K, Vuk.
Vuk.
Spell it again.
V as in Victor, U-K.
Thank you. because it's really important I get the right letter so I don't misread your name. Okay.
Right.
So, Lisa, you have got a lot of self-confidence. You can, you know that you're very capable and that you can do a lot of things. You made yourself very likable, but you're not going to change who you are and able to get somebody to like you, okay? You have a natural charisma about you. People just automatically like you. They're automatically attracted to you. You have leadership skills, but you also have a really good sense of humor. But it's almost like somebody else has to start with the jokes and the humor and whatnot, and then you're able to jump in. It's not necessarily that you're the one that starts the fun. But both Lisas would be really good hard workers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. And then do you pronounce it Pauline or Pauline?
Pauline.
Pauline. Okay, I have a niece, but it's Pauline because her parents speak Spanish.
I would rather you, can I ask you instead to ignore all the regular names and just keep focused? Because when I want to do my spiritual work, I want to be known as Olea, because you had told me that's the best way to pronunciate it. And if that's all I put out there, how is that, how would that, you know, like, what would that show if I don't use the rest of anything of my name except for the spiritual name, the Solia.
So Leah says, okay, in the full name, it says that you're learning how to really use your power of influence. And that's one of the things that you came to learn. And that you don't want to do work unless the work is fun. If you're not going to enjoy the work, you can't do something monotonous or boring or whatnot because it's not fun. Okay. But when you go just by the Solia, it says, I have self-confidence. I'm smart. I'm independent, I'm likable, I can be the boss. It's almost like, get out of my way, I'm doing just fine without you. And at the same time, I'm very likable, so if you want to join me, come join, but don't try to tell me what to do.
Super independent.
Wow. Super independent.
Wow. That sounds like someplace I want to head. That's where I want to be.
Then that's exactly what you get called, so that vibration is constantly being reinforced so that you come in to match it. Okay.
Yep. And I really enjoyed my whatever session we had, you know, the one that tells you all why your parents and all that. I mean, I have to re-listen to it, but yes, it was a really good session and I got to get more with you, especially with the locations of places to move. I forgot to ask you about those. So I'll have to
get another
Veronica,
session.
Kent Nelson.
Hi, Kent Nelson. We have another Kent here.
Yes.
Okay. A different Kent Nelson instead of a Kent Shaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kent Nelson.
Okay. So, Kent, did you invent something new or come up with something new that was different than what was there before? Like where you organized things and were able to explain things better than how it was explained before? So you were able to, like you have being a detective in your name, where you can get to the bottom of things.
All right.
And that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I moved what I do. I changed professions, you'd say, so within the same area.
Okay. So, but it says in your name that you're a detective, that everybody comes and dumps their problems on you and you give them really good suggestions and advice. It also says that you could come up with something brand new or a better way of doing something that was already being done, that you could improve the process. Okay. Yes. Does that make sense for what you're doing, or are you not utilizing that skill?
No, that does make sense because that's the skill I'm honing. So
that's what I'm saying. It reads like you're an inventor. Besides everybody being able to dump their problems on you and you being a really good listener, and you can give them really good suggestions.
Yep, all that's true.
Now, the one thing that I'm giving everybody a challenge. So the one of the challenges in your name is not to come across as a know-it-all because you're so smart. You can know it all, but just don't lord it over on people. Okay.
That's probably helps to have two daughters, right? They'll sort you out.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Thanks for that. Can my partner ask a question here?
Sure. Is that the Robert up here?
Robert Hoover.
Okay. Bob, do you have a question?
I don't have a specific question, but partly, where am I going?
You mean, are you going to the store? Are you moving someplace else? Or when I do a full reading, I literally figure that out. That takes a while. And that's why when I get the full name ahead of time, I do that work ahead of time before somebody's on the phone. So they're not paying for my thinking time. But Robert, what I can tell you is that you're a perfectionist and that you're very good at nurturing the people around you. Okay. And that you are able to juggle many things at the same time and not drop any of those balls. Now, the other thing that's in your name that's, I've been giving everybody a warning or this is one of your challenges. What's in your name is it says that people can take from you what you don't want to give. So you have to be careful that because you're good to people that they don't try to take advantage of that.
Well, that's been well represented. Yeah.
Check that one, huh?
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're very good at taking care of the people around you, you know, and you expect loyalty in return because you're really good to them. So they ought to be loyal. So that's very painful when somebody's not loyal or they talk bad about somebody you care about behind their back,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's hurtful. So, and if somebody comes up and tells you something negative about somebody else, you hold it against the person telling you, not what they're saying, even if it's true, because you don't think that's loyal. That's not the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that sounds good. Thank you.
So I was just thinking that, you know, and Bob mentioned a thing that he's unfolding right now. He's just sort of evolving and going through a big change. And I know that Kent has, I know everybody here to a degree, so I can say that that's true for everyone. Do you see that pulse of needing to move forward?
It shows up in the name when I do I literally do a chart for everybody's name before I'm doing the reading. And it literally gives you what you're focused on per year and when you're making major changes or shifts and what direction you're going in. It literally is there. It just takes a while to figure that all out. Like I can look at a name and I can pull stuff right away, like what you're seeing me do. But when I'm getting ready for a name reading, I literally sit down and I have these charts that I make and they're easy. Okay. But I make these charts and it just lays out all that kind of information and the years and where you're going and which years are the hardest years of your life, you know, or they have the most challenges.
So you do a full life reading, do you?
Yeah, a full life reading. And then you can also compare your name to somebody else's name, which I just love because it says, here's the potential problems and here's the potential solutions because your solutions are in your name. Just like the shortest way to get from LA to New York would be an airplane. It literally shows you in your name how to do something fast, quickly, and efficiently.
So do you work with relationships a lot?
I do. A lot of times couples will come and they don't say anything. They say, we're here for our name reading. And like the last couple I just did, I looked at them and I said, you guys are best of friends, but there's no passion in this relationship. So how do we get the passion back? You know, and then we talked about it. What was becoming boring? What was becoming taken for granted? What needed to happen? What needed to shift? But you can see that when you compare two names. Because you can see the potential problems, you can see the timing of things, and you can see the solutions. So I
can you also see when we're going to do our exits?
Pardon me, say it again.
Can you also tell when we're going to make our exit? You know, how many different exit points we may have from this point on?
Yes, that is in the name. Yes.
Interesting. And is it our choice?
Yes.
I'm glad you asked that.
You have a plan. Every name gives yourself at least 3 exit points with no consequence.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm. At least 3. Yeah. Some names I've seen as many as 7. And what it is how I look at it is you're like a car on the freeway and you're driving on the freeway and you cannot get off unless there's an exit ramp. And so your exit ramps are built into the road of your life. And then there's no consequence. You get off at any one of them. Okay. Now, sometimes you go, nope, we've got a car crash. That to me is a suicide. That was not right. An exit point.
Okay.
And just like a car crash inconveniences everybody around you on the freeway, a suicide affects everybody around that person that's in touch with that person.
So, Sharon, in choosing whether I take the vaccine or not the vaccine, is that the same type of exit point?
It will give you an exit.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It is a choice of a way out.
Or am I saying that I'm not going to let fear run me?
No. Fear is only lack of information. You don't need a vaccine. All you have to do is know that you're healthy.
Or take the risk that I'm healthy enough.
You don't. That's not a risk. If you know you're healthy, you're healthy. I've only been sick 4 times in my life. Why? I know I'm healthy. Once I figured it out, I haven't been sick again. I have not been sick since I was in my 20s because I figured out, oh, this is an attitude thing. Because all diseases or illnesses are based off emotions.
Right.
So if I can keep my emotions neutral or positive, I'm staying healthy. So I don't need a vaccine because people who take a vaccine are afraid of the virus that they might get it. It's coming out of fear. It's not coming out of love.
Right.
I love the fact that I'm on my path and I will leave when my path is over and I'm not going to leave before it. And I'm not going to do something out of fear because that messes up my path.
Right.
And fear is only lack of information. So anytime you have fear, you have to say, what information am I lacking? What do I need to know? You need to know that this vaccine has not been tested. And this is what my dad said, who's a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's got a photographic memory. So he's asked a lot of times for his suggestions and advice. And he said, you don't buy a car the first year it comes out because all the problems show up and they fix it by the second year.
Right.
So you don't take a vaccine the first year it comes out because you watch what happens and you see if they can fix it by the second year.
Interesting.
Okay.
Can I change around to say, can we tell something about the political situation from the words or the way it's described or the names of the people that are participating?
Yes, you compare all the names of the people. And okay. I will tell you that approximately 90% of the people currently in office do not have the United States' best interest in mind.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
And I can tell you who they are and what they're doing behind the scenes by their name.
Wow.
Because I can tell you, pedophile shows up in a name. Rape show up in a name. Dishonesty show up in a name. You know, for an example, when Trump picked Pence, my whole gut went, oh my God, this is not a good man.
Yeah.
Pence is not a good man, according to his name. Mm-hmm. And then he went around with his Bible and I said, that is a front. It'll eventually come out. This is not a good person. Not according to his name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was reported in the news that he and two others, Rod Rodenstein and General Ryan, attempted to kill him on July 2nd of 2019. There was a plot.
My.
And that was reported. And it was found out because Pence wrote, 3 presidents die on, this is what I read, okay? The 3 presidents die on July 4th. Now, I've taught U.S. history 5 different years. I'm a math teacher normally, but I had to pick up a U.S. history class and 5 different years. And I can tell you that John Adams died on July 4th and Thomas Jefferson died on July 4th, just hours apart. And so if he wrote 3 presidents die on July 4th, that meant he was planning on killing a third one.
Whoa.
And that's how the CIA figured it out and stopped it.
Plus, we know the pedophile stuff is going to, and the sex trafficking is really going to hit this year, I think.
It's, if you look at enough people's timelines to see what's happening, this is coming to a halt. It's just taking longer than what most people would hope and like and think. Exactly. But by 2025, I don't see it.
Okay.
It's pretty much cured.
So what about the country? What about the name, the United States of America? What about that?
Okay. So did I say I taught U.S. history? In 1981, Lincoln left our country broke, bankrupt. So Grant came in and there was no money. Okay. At the same time, because of Lincoln's policies, people like the Mellons and like the Rockefellers and these people got incredibly, incredibly wealthy. Okay. And they decided that sometimes Lincoln said no, and sometimes he said yes, and that they needed to be able to own a politician because these politicians were getting in their way for what they wanted to do. So Grant came into a bankrupt situation. They stole Grant's money. He was very wealthy. And they said, until you sign us over as a corporation in 1871, we're not giving you back your money. So, and they said, and we'll help you with the country because we'll give you a loan so you can run the country. Well, so Grant signed this country over to become a corporation. And therefore, people like Obama, who was born in Kenya, could now become president because underneath the Constitution, you have to be born in the United States. But because it's no longer a country, it was a corporation. Obama, somebody who was not born underneath the United in the United States, could become president because he's president of a corporation, not a country. And if you travel in some of our states, they're very honest, all the signs in Virginia, when instead of it says entering this city, they say entering corporation. They're very honest about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strange.
So Obama wasn't actually born in Hawaii then? I mean.
No, he was not.
U.S.?
And his aunt even said, I was there and I've never left the country. I've never left Kenya and I was there at his birth. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Okay. And I'm not saying somebody was good or bad. I'm just saying it could not have happened if we had not, if we'd been a country, not a corporation.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So what I have about a question for you? Mine is that since my name is Margaret Elizabeth and Johnson is my maiden name. Okay. So that was picked for me when I came in. Apparently, did I pick that or the guys did?
You would have picked that. And
my family too, obviously, right?
No, you impress upon the one that's going to name you what you want to be called. So you're choosing it and then you're conveying it to the one that's going to be naming you.
Oh, because it took them like 5 days to name me.
Well, you were saying as they were getting it, no, you didn't get it right. Let me try again.
Yeah. All right. I was just,
you know, you were saying, no, don't name me. You didn't quite get what I wanted yet. Let me try again to get this across to you.
So does my maiden name make it different for my working, or is it strictly the Margaret that's for the working?
Your contract with God or your contract for this lifetime. I just call it your contract with God. Your contract with God is in your birth name, period. It never changes. Okay. How you go about your contract, you can change by whatever current name you're going by. So by going by Peg, you're changing how you're going about your contract, but your contract has not changed.
All right. So even when I got married, it didn't change anything.
It changed how you went about your contract. Your contract didn't change. So the first name is the essence of who you are in this lifetime. Your middle name says where you go when you're under stress. Okay, how you change, how you morph. The people that don't have a middle name, they don't change or morph under stress. So, and the reason you go to your middle name when you're under stress is your middle name tells you all about your immediate past life. So what you're coming in with, where you finished, what you dropped off, because it's one continuous life. You're either here or you're there. It's kind of like saying, right now at this part of my life, I'm going to live in Tennessee, but another part of my life, I'm going to live in California, and another part I'm going to live in Germany. Okay. It's no different. This part of my life, I have a body. This part of my life, I only have a light body instead of a physical body. It's still one life. So wherever you end is where you begin. So the day that I would die in this life with a physical body is my birthday in my light body life. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's one life. Yep. It doesn't, it's not that suddenly you get rid of the physical body and I'm a different person. You're still the same person. Wherever you ended, you begin.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so,
our middle name is
where you ended. So what's your bringing in and where you're beginning?
Oh, okay.
The middle name is?
The middle name, if you have one, it tells you where you're ending and so where you're beginning this lifetime.
Oh.
So my middle name is Elizabeth.
So that tells me that you had a high station and was very well respected when you came in. Elizabeth is the strongest female name you can have.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Really? Interesting.
And it's your middle name, which says you couldn't get higher than you in your position in your middle, you know, in your last life.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, can I throw my name into the mix?
Sure, Veronica.
Veronica Entwistle.
I got your name. I'm just writing it down. I'm such a visual learner. It helps me see the patterns in the, you know, in the letters and where they're
It was Cameron when I was single, but when I was born. But I had another question, which might be more relevant to everyone, is like if somebody like Peg, or do you have a name that goes right through the lineage? Some people have a name that everybody's called. The middle name is always Marie, or the, you know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Right.
What does that say about the lineage and the family?
It normally indicates that they're all members of the same soul family.
Okay.
Because you don't have to be born into your soul family. Right. You could say, hey, I've been with you people a lot. You know, the neighbors over there, I want to try it with them this time. You know, I'm getting, no offense to you people, I love you dearly, but I'm bored. I need to go have a different experience. So I'm going to go over here and play this way.
Right,
so you can be born into a family where nobody's from your soul family. Okay. And you may meet members of your soul family throughout your life, you know, or you may not. And then you have soul partners and you have soul mates.
Right.
So they're different. Your soul mate, I always hear everybody go, oh, I want to meet my soulmate. And I think, all the karmic, everything comes up with your soulmate. Those are the hardest relationships. You really want a soul partner because they help you learn what you came to experience more of this lifetime, and you can do it gently. But if you get a soulmate, everybody's in everybody's face all the time.
My guides call it having a soul ally that we
yes. See, that's a soul partner. Have a soul ally. You know?
How about a quick one on Veronica, if you don't mind?
Yes, that's fine. So Veronica, the coolest thing about your name is that you have balance between the heart and the mind. You've got both. You got a practical, logical, deductive thinking skill. And at the same time, you come from the heart. Mm. Okay. It also says you're great at solving personal problems. So if you had gone to college, you would have got your PS degree for problem solving versus any other degree. Okay.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. And your name says also that you have a natural charisma. People are naturally attracted to you.
Thank you.
Okay. And the logic and the deductive reasoning skill and the step-by-step processes and able to complete things or figure things out literally says you would have been good in math, music, mechanics, computers, engineering. Anything that is step-by-step has a process of your thinking.
Hmm.
You know, now, whether you choose to use that or not is up to you, but you're really good at it. Because it says it was surrounding you in your birth name and your birth last name, and you had receptivity to it. So when it shows up in both names, those people really are able to look at patterns and see the patterns, make the connections, and then explain life to other people.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? Now, one more final thing before we have to let you go is, what about humor and performance for all of these people, not just for me?
Okay, so if the first vowel, we're going to look at the humor lies in the first vowel of the first name.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So are there really great senses of humor? And then there's a few other ways to get it. But our vowels represent our emotions, and our consonants represent our attitudes. Okay. So in the first vowel, now in A, in like in Alicia is the first letter, but it's also the first vowel. Mm-hmm. And A in Pauline is the second letter, but it's still the first vowel. The A in Sharon is the third letter, but it's still the first vowel. So I'm talking about the first vowel, not the first letter.
Right.
Okay? The first vowel that you're seeing. If the first vowel is an E or U, you guys have a sense of humor. Get everybody joking and having a good time. Okay. If the first vowel is an O, you have a clever sense of humor. It's different. It's like a mental sense of humor, which means, so like when I told my son, who was the first vowel of an O, that I was invited to go work in Turkey for a month, he says, oh, are you going the month of November? And I went, where'd that come from? And he goes, Mom, Thanksgiving, Turkey, November, come on. You know, it's like, hello, what happened to your brain? You know? And I said, well, son, every once in a while I have a Teflon brain. It slips out. We just got to put it back in, you know? But anyway, the E's and the U's. So if your E or U is someplace else in the name and it's a middle letter, it's not the last letter of the name because then it means something else. But if it's a different letter other than the first vowel, but so it's a middle letter, that means you have receptivity to humor. So if somebody else starts the humor, you can join right in and appreciate it that much more. Okay. But you know, you don't necessarily start it. But those with the first vowel and the E and the U, they start it. If you put too many people on a committee that have the first vowels of E's and U's, that committee gets nothing done, but they have a great time doing nothing. Okay.
Because what about performance and leadership, that sort of thing?
Well, the K-E, like in your Kents, that is the best leadership combination you can have in a name.
Wow.
Because they lead for the good of the whole and with heart.
That's terrible, Sharon.
And you better better tell everybody how to get a hold of you, Miss Wyeth.
Okay. So you can get a hold of me at the website. Through the website, the easiest way is the contact page on knowthename.com, and it's K-N-O-W. Because once you know the name, you know all about the person. And my slogan is always from the bedroom to the boardroom, everything shows up in the name.
Yay. Hey, like I really enjoyed this. I hope, well, maybe other people have things to say before you go.
Thank you.
Hey, you're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed it. It gave me a lot to think about.
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Yay.
And thank you, everybody, for coming. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hey, sorry. Are you still in Tennessee?
Pardon me?
Are you still in Tennessee?
Yes, I'm in Tennessee. I love Tennessee.
Okay. All right.
I'm in a cabin in the woods in the Appalachian Mountains.
Yay.
A little over an acre so that I'm not too close to a neighbor so that if we want to yell and scream or do drums, nobody hears us.
Fantastic. I love it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It was a delight that you came on. I hope you'll come again.
Yes.
Hey, just tell me when.
Thanks for coming, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yay, thanks, Veronica.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye, everyone.